Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christy McVay with Fleetwood Mac, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder of Business Network International. BNI.com is the website. Go there and check it out. You can find out all the things there. Ivan, can they find your blog there and all that there?
Yeah, IvanMeisner.com is where my blog is. So,
that's where your blog is, and the books are all there. Both of those
books
places
are there. Also, BNI.com. My books are also available at Amazon.
Right, and find out, folks, where there's a local BNI chapter for you to join. I encourage you to do that. I see them all the time, Ivan, in my neighborhood, and they're a bunch of happy campers. So, folks, this is a really great group of people to get together. And when I've seen the groups together, Ivan, I've been invited to a few of them. It's every profession you can imagine. I mean, the guys are there from the garages. There are realtors there. There are lawyers and I mean, you see every kind of a uniform in the world there. And
it's really amazing.
So the guy who fixes my car is a member. He's one of the leaders of the local BNI. He invited me to go. He was changing the oil of my car the other day, and he said, "Hey Jim, would you come to our BNI meeting?" And I thought, "Oh great, sure." So folks,
well,
check
you tell
it out.
Him I said hi if you go.
I will. So okay, let's talk about the seven folks. It's International Networking Week. We're putting extra emphasis on it this week, and Ivy's going to talk to us about the top seven, I should say, characteristics of a great networker.
Yeah, so I did a survey of 3,400 people all over the world, not just BNI members. It was open to the public. And I did the survey because I realized that a lot of people, including me, offer a lot of advice to people about what you need to do to be a good networker. And I thought, well, rather than me come up with the advice, why don't I do a survey and see what the average business person says? And so based on the survey, the top seven things included things like number one thing that people felt was important to network effectively was to be a good listener.
Two ears, one mouth. Good.
Yeah, yeah. A good networker has two ears and one mouth and should use them both proportionally so that when you're engaged in conversation, you want to listen to the other person's needs and concerns, not just try to talk about yourself. And that's one of the things that I think we've talked about this before. People naturally assume that extroverts are great networkers.
Right.
Not always. Because extroverts, their favorite topic is themselves.
Me.
And so they talk.
I love me, Ivan.
Yeah, but that doesn't work as a networker. And actually, you're really good at getting people. You're an expert. You're a professional at getting other people to talk. So it comes very natural to you. But it is a taught skill for a lot of people. They don't know how to network. And one of the ways to network is really to be a good interviewer and to get other people to open up and talk.
Well, and one of the best ways to do this, and there's some, what I love about these things, folks, is there are techniques to each one of them that you can practice, like, tell me about yourself. And guess what? After they do that, then say, tell me more.
Yeah.
That's how you become a great listener.
Yeah, you ask questions. And ask open-ended questions. And remember, it's sort of like an interview, not an interrogation. So, you want to follow the thread of their conversation. So if they say something that's interesting, you know, go down that rabbit hole. Talk to them about that topic and get them to open up with open-ended questions.
Right, yeah. Right. And when you're listening, don't be listening while you're thinking, okay, when can I talk about me? When can I talk about me? It's me. When? Me.
That's right.
If you're doing that,
you're not going to make the kind of impression that you're hoping to make.
All right, what's next?
Next is to come to it with a positive attitude. Your attitude or how you take things in general is the first thing that people see. A consistently negative attitude makes people really dislike hanging around you. It certainly drives away people who want to give you referrals. So it's really interesting to me that out of 3,400 people, they said positive attitude was the second most important.
They're talking about people they're attracted to, aren't they?
Yeah. That's right.
I bet they weren't so much thinking, this is how I am, as much as they were thinking, these are the people that I like to be around.
That's exactly it. And that's the way it was posed. When you're networking with other people, what are you looking for? What are the top characteristics of the people you want to network with? And that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Number three was collaborate. Collaboration, working with others. You know, people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care, and they know how much you care when you're willing to work with them. And so helping people put that care into action so others can see it in place. One of the survey respondents actually said that people want to network with individuals who have a collaborative attitude. And I got to tell you, this is one that's changed over the years, because I've done similar surveys in the past, and this one wasn't even in the top 10. But I think the last one I did was 12 years ago. This wasn't even in the top 10, but this one today showed up as number 3.
Wow.
And I think what we're seeing is more people understanding that networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about collaborating and cooperating.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, Ivan, when you're born Jim Blassingame, the only way I've been able to survive and not be killed already by somebody is this number 3 thing. I learned long ago that my networking, my contacts, were going to be helpful. They weren't always going to be helpful for me, but they were going to be helpful for somebody.
Right.
And so getting people to love me is not easy. But if I do something nice for them, they do love me. So I practice this as a form of redemption, Ivan.
Well, it was interesting that there were several respondents who actually said almost the exact same words. They don't want to work with people who are in it for themselves.
Yep.
They want to work with people
Doesn't it make you feel fun when you can do something? Isn't it fun to do something for somebody totally without any expectation of anything else?
Strength.
You just did a good deal. What feels better than that?
Not very much, and it shows in the survey.
Paying it forward. IvanMeiser.com, ladies and gentlemen, and BNI.com. Check those out. More to come after these messages. It's International Networking Week. I know, I'm excited too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.